Hello and welcome back to the Greater Greener Georgia podcast. My name is Christian and today we are here with Aisha Bussey, Chief Business Officer at Capital Good Fund, and she's here to help us shine a light on solar energy. We here at GCV are committed to reaching 100% clean, renewable energy by the year 2025, and Aisha, along with the good folks over at Capital Good Fund, are here to help us do just that. But before we dive into the conversation, don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe. Welcome, Aisha. Introduce yourself and tell us about the work you do at Capital Good Fund.
Well, first, thanks for having me, Christian, and thanks to the whole GCV team. I'm so excited to be here and to finally meet you in person. So I'm Aisha Bussey. I'm the Chief Business Officer with Capital Good Fund. I just celebrated my fifth anniversary, years with Capital Good Fund. So we have, in those 5 years, we have evolved. So we have lots of different programs. So we offer small dollar consumer loans that we just started in Georgia 2 weeks ago also. So that was huge for us. We offer a financial coaching program, which we also just launched in Georgia 2 weeks ago. And we're in 11 states now. Georgia is our most recent state. And we have a solar loan program in Houston. We offer an energy efficiency program in the Northeast. And last year, we just started our Georgia Bright program here in Georgia. So lots of stuff going on.
That was going to be my next question is, are you all Georgia-based? But you just told me y'all are all over. That's great. And I'm so glad that y'all are doing so much stuff here in Georgia. And like you just mentioned, there's the Georgia Bright program, which is how we effectively got introduced to each other. Just off the record, but on the record, I have heard the greatest things about you from so many colleagues. And I was like, I've never met this person, but you have all the great things. So Michael was like, how do you know Aisha? And I was like, I mean, not how you do. So because we started working with the Georgia Bright program, tell us a little bit about that.
So Georgia Bright is, first of all, Georgia Bright is near and dear to my heart because it is specifically for communities that look like me and where I grew up. And so obviously it's here in Georgia statewide. So it's a solar leasing program and it's specifically for lower income homeowners. So one of the eligibility requirements is as a household, your annual income has to be $100,000 or less. So the goal of Georgia Bright is really to impact lower income homeowners who carry the highest energy burdens, but have historically been left out of all of the clean energy conversations. So again, the program is statewide. We launched September of 2023. So it's still in its infancy, but very quickly becoming an adolescent. We have three wonderful EPCs that we work with which do the engineering, procurement, and construction for the program. So they're the ones going on the rooftops and installing the solar. We also have a commercial solar side, which is specifically for mission-aligned organizations like Houses of Faith, food pantries. So it really is a program. And the way that I started looking at it is, yeah, we are the developer and the financer, but this is a community program. This is a community effort, really bringing clean energy to the state of Georgia in a way that it hasn't been before.
That's amazing. And like I said, you know, in the intro, we at Georgia, we're one of the campaigns that we run here at GCV is the 100% campaign. Mm-hmm. 100% is us working to get Georgia to 100% clean and renewable energy by the year 2025. And if I've ever heard of a way to get there, this is the way to get there. It's one major way to get there. And this is not the first time we're hearing of solar panels on roofs of homes.
Right.
Now, unfortunately, we've heard about a lot of bad players doing this work. How can we ensure that folks who are listening or watching know that this is legit?
Yeah.
And I know that's hard to ensure, but I want to talk about it because I don't want people to get this conflated with maybe some of the bad things and negative press that's come around this.
Absolutely. And there have been so many bad actors, and working in this space, even in the past few months, I've heard personal horror stories of people who someone put panels on their roof and said, oh no, this is going to completely offset your Georgia power bill. They're going to write you a check every month. And then they come back and they say, I paid $300 a month for these panels and I still have my entire bill and no one can find my installer. They're on the run. And this is a story I heard about a month ago from an actual homeowner. So the bad actors were and are still very real. So one of the things about, you know, us building this program program, yes, we recently launched, but we did a lot of pre-work to make sure that we got it right. So before we even launched the program, we met with community leaders. We met with environmental lawyers. We met with people who have experience in this space, and specifically in this space in Georgia. We met with them to say, what are the things that we need to look out for to make sure that we are actually impacting homeowners in the right way? What are those things? So we built a consumer protection policy that we've implemented to make sure that we are actually bringing savings to homeowners and that we are giving them all the things that they didn't get in the past. And we have had a pretty extensive vetting process with our EPC. So we put out an RFP so people could bid to come into the program and be our partners. We interviewed them all. We had a rubrics that we, you know, worked on to make sure that we were individually giving points, and there was Capital Good Fund and community members. And so we worked together to give points to those organizations as they interviewed. They also had to come in with certain pricing guarantees. So you can't charge whatever you want. You can't go to a home and decide that, oh, this is a homeowner who I can get over on and charge them whatever. They had to have guaranteed a certain price per watt. And so that was one of the things that we made sure that the EPCs who we worked with were okay with doing that. We also vetted them. We vetted them in the community. So we asked around, hey, have you worked with those EPCs? And I'll just mention them really quickly. Sunpath Solar, who's led by Seth Gunning. He does the engineering and procurement for us. And Better Tomorrow Solar and Be Smart Home Solutions are our two EPCs that we work with. Both are women-led. And so they're trusted in the community, and that was one of the reasons why we chose them. So we've tried to do all of the things to ensure that we are doing right by the homeowners. And one of the biggest things that I tell people is we're a nonprofit. So our goal is not to get rich off of this. Our goal is to impact the community.
And I'm so glad you said that, because that was my next question. I was going to say, so you are really out here doing this for the people, which is good, right? And that's what we want to hear. I also know that you all did your campaign kickoff, or a canvassing kickoff, in the east side over in Latonia.
Yes.
Which is that's where I grew up.
And I grew up in Stone Mountain.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Yes, I was right off of South Deshawn. So
okay.
When I saw y'all's, when we were on a call last week for the people watching, and I saw you all's map, I was like, okay, y'all better come by the house. Let me hit up my folks and answer the door. But I love that you all are starting that in that community, because number one, there are a lot of homeowners who have been there for years.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Years, and have had that same community. They keep their communities up. And I think it's important to mention, and if we're being fully transparent, you see somebody coming in your neighborhood to put something on your roof, you're like, I need to know. So I'm really glad that you all did the vetting process and you took us through all of those different steps that I think is important for people to hear to garner trust. And like, the ultimate goal is to offset these utility bills.
Absolutely.
So what's the point of offsetting your utility bill if then you have another huge bill to, you know, to compensate? And so to hear that you all are a nonprofit is I think is helpful for folks. Because of that, because you all are a nonprofit, where is this funding ultimately coming from?
So the funding for us to do the pilot program, we had investors into the pilot program. But the most beautiful part is that we were a recipient of the Biden administration's Solar for All grant. So we received $156 million to what we're going to call relaunch our existing program, as well as expand it. So workforce development, paying good paying jobs to folks here in Georgia, which again is check that box.
Keeping it local, right.
Keeping it local. There'll be training as well as energy efficiency programs. We'll be doing other programs specific to very low income homeowners. And again, we just received this information a few weeks ago, so we're in the very, very early stages of building out what it looks like. But this will just help us to impact the community more. $156 million is historic. It's unprecedented. So we really have the opportunity to change the game here in Georgia. And for me, one of the really cool parts of this is we will be able to offer our other products as wraparounds. So for folks who are getting the workforce development, okay, you've got this good paying job. What's your goal? You want to buy a house? Come through our financial coaching program so we can help you build your savings. We know you have a good paying job. You can easily qualify for one of our small dollar loans if you need that help to get up and running, maybe to buy a car to get to that, you know, job that you're, but that solar job that you're about to go work on. So all of this is because of the Biden administration's promises to get net zero. And that's what makes this available. So we're one of 60 recipients across the country who received funding, different amounts depending on how the grants were written. So that includes cities, states, multi-state. There are multi-state applications as well as tribes. So that's huge, tribes.
What was tribes?
Native American
tribes. Oh, okay, yes. Nice.
Yes.
You know, and once again, we are prioritizing. We know that it's no secret here in Georgia that people are feeling the brunt of these energy bills and all bills, really. But we know that the people who are really feeling it, most feeling it, are people of color.
Absolutely.
It's our communities. Absolutely. It's low-income communities. So the fact that this is driven toward that, and then to add in those wraparound services, say this is not just about lowering your energy bill. This is about sustainability.
Exactly.
Keeping you able to continue to pay your
bills. Exactly.
This is some revolutionary stuff. I really do think this is cutting edge. So I always like to play a little game. I call this my policy pitch segment. And I feel like you're going to be really good at this because you have a lot of knowledge. If you could pitch one piece of policy to the Georgia State Legislature that would change the political, social, or economic landscape of Georgia, what would it be and why?
Ooh, one policy. If I could pitch one policy, it would be to put a cap on the increase of utility bills. And I say that because the last increase from Georgia Power was 12%. And those bills, those rates, increases are going to continue to go up. They're not going to stop. And who knows what the next one's going to be? Who knows when it's going to happen? That's huge. 12% could make the difference of someone being able to pay their mortgage or not paying their mortgage. And that's one of the reasons why the Georgia Bright program is so important for our communities, is because we're going to help you offset those bills. The goal is to help you offset those bills and, more importantly, save money while doing so. And, you know, it's really kind of cool because the Biden administration, with the Inflation Reduction Act, which is the big policy of how we're able to do all of these wonderful clean energy, you know, initiatives, is that $60 billion of that $369 billion clean energy investment is going toward what the administration calls frontline communities, which are lower income communities and Black and brown communities. That's huge.
That is huge.
That's a commitment to making a real difference.
I absolutely agree, and you're absolutely right. You know, we do a lot of work around Georgia Power and the Public Service Commission and their rate increases, and yeah, that the last increase was 12%, and that was one of several.
Yes.
And we're looking at, in total, I want to say 23.7% increases, and more are expected to come.
Yeah.
I mean, we're coming into Georgia summer,
right,
which we know how that AC gotta run if you're living down here in the South.
Exactly.
So we only expect those costs to go up. Mm-hmm. To give a dollar amount, that's looking like about $44 per household per month.
And that's huge.
That's huge. That is the difference between paying another bill and not.
Exactly. For some families, because we've seen these in other states with our other lending products, that's the difference between being able to feed a family of five.
Absolutely.
And not being able to feed a family of five.
Absolutely.
And that's just the truth, you know?
Well, we need to go ahead and get you in front of in front of the legislator to pitch good old legislation, because I'm with that. And I also think it's important to mention that Georgia is only one of, I may be getting the number wrong, one of six states that doesn't have a community utility council,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
someone to regulate these.
Yep.
These bills. And you're right, with Georgia Power being a regulated monopoly here in the state of Georgia, there really is no one to regulate their
right.
Our utilities.
Absolutely.
There's no cap on how much we could eventually be charged, and that's a scary thought.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm not going to take up all of your time today. I really appreciate having you on, but I do want to talk once again about where people can find information about the Georgia Bright program and any other information about the things that Capital Good Fund may be doing.
Yeah, so Georgia Bright specifically, you can go to georgiabright.org, and that's Georgia, BRIGHT.org. And just for more information about Capital Good Fund, you can go to capitalgoodfund.org. You can even get to the Georgia Bright page from the Capital Good Fund page. So we are very excited about the program. We're going to be relaunching a new website soon when all of our services are available. So stay tuned for a very pretty, sleek website coming up in the next few months also. So yeah, we're so excited to be able to work with you all. And thank you and the rest of the team for launching, helping us launch this canvassing campaign and helping be a part of the team, because we're a community. This is Georgia Bright, it's all of our baby, not just Capital Good Fund.
Absolutely. And yes, we are a community and this is a partnership, and why I feel equally as invested in Georgia Bright as I'm sure you do. Maybe not equally, because you're like, this is my baby. But no, I feel equally as invested, and we at Georgia Conservation Voters are so happy to be a part of this. So thank you for joining us. And it's the first time of many.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.